Now, supporters of Right to Work who've been on this program have said the opposite. They have said that not only will more business flow into any states that have Right to Work, but that also the market will bear what people make. So what you earn is not going to be depressed simply because you don't have union representation. Address that.
Well, the experience just isn't there. The most recent state to pass Right to Work is Oklahoma in 2001, and in the decade after they passed Right to Work, and their politicians said the same thing there. When they were passing Right to Work, they said that it was going to bring jobs in and, you know, all was going to be good once Right to Work got there, because all of these businesses were just going to swarm into the state, and that didn't happen. In fact, they have lost significant manufacturing jobs and other types of businesses that rely on a strong manufacturing base being present.
Carla, I'm wondering what is going to be the effort of the AFL-CIO to battle Right to Work legislation?
Well, we'll do whatever we have to take to protect workers' collective bargaining rights. You know, we have been saying and continue to say that the real crisis in Michigan is a jobs crisis. It's that not enough people are working, and there's not enough jobs. And folks in Lansing need to be working on real solutions for creating jobs. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to fight for people's rights, and we're going to fight for good jobs with fair wages and decent benefits.
Can legislators create jobs?
Well, sure. They can set policies that are significantly better at creating jobs than a single labor policy like Right to Work would be. There's all kinds of opportunities to rebuild infrastructure in Michigan, support new kinds of manufacturing and new tech kinds of jobs. We could do a better job of not outsourcing jobs that are that could be done in state, where even the state or even governments are outsourcing work to other states when it could be done here in Michigan.
We've got two more questions for Carla Swift, who's the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. One, to get your take on what's going on down in Detroit. They're in financial chaos there. The state may end up taking over the financial part of running that city. And what do you think the union responsibility is when it comes to renegotiating contracts or having any effort or say in trying to get Detroit back on its feet?
Well, and I think that's one of the wonderful characteristics of collective bargaining, is it is a very powerful problem-solving process. I think that's what's going on in Detroit right now. The parties are sitting down and negotiating and using the tools of collective bargaining to address the crisis. And, you know, collective bargaining works. You only have to look back a few years to see the kind of solutions that have been crafted through collective bargaining, most recently with the auto talks, where, you know, they made significant agreements to change the retiree health care liabilities, the cost restructuring, those kinds of things. Well, those were done because people came together and recognized that, you know, there's more benefit to having a strong and productive union management partnership and using the collective bargaining process to solve those problems. I want to make one more point about Right to Work, though, before we go, Tony.
Sure.
Economic Alliance of Michigan, which is a statewide business and labor collaboration that was founded back in the early 80s. In this past December, they passed a statement about Right to Work, and they adopted this statement unanimously. And the statement, I'll read a little bit of it here, says that business and labor members work hard every day to increase productivity and create good jobs here in Michigan. And the business success has been enabled in a large part by that productive union and management partnership. And we see no benefit in pursuing Right to Work that Michigan should be focused on bringing people and parties together to improve our state's job and business climate. And the companies that are part of the Economic Alliance of Michigan are very credible and reputable countries. It's the auto companies, it's auto suppliers, it's some big service companies, and they, and they have stood up and said, this is not what we should be spending our time doing.
Carla, you bringing this up reminds me of a conversation I had yesterday with a writer from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And I asked him about unions and do we still need them in the capacity that they have been involved with since their origins. And he mentioned how China is the country that needs unions. He believed that we have progressed so much here in the States that with the open market and what it will bear, unions, what they do and how they do it really aren't as necessary anymore. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that's a ridiculous statement. And, you know, the Mackinac Center is in the business of doing whatever they can to, again, be a part of that movement to take away any place where people speak with a collective voice, and certainly workers in a workplace that that have chosen the collective to have collective bargaining rights are a place where they have a collective voice. You know, the corporate special interests don't want that to continue because it's about power, and it's ridiculous to say that workers who are, you know, inherently the ones who don't have power in the workplace, because the boss has the power, shouldn't exercise their rights to have collective bargaining to level the playing field and speak up for their own best interests.
Carla Swift is the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. Fascinating times we're in, Carla. I can't wait to talk with you again. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.